This episode of the Creative Home Podcast is brought to you by the Staging Toolkit. Home sellers, have you ever stared at the cover of those decorating magazines and wonder, how do they make it look so put together? And you wish you could do the same so that it looks that nice to get your house sold? I can see the jealous monster in your eyes, but you're tired and you want it to be easy and done for you so that you can move into your next home and get settled in. If this is you, I want to introduce you to the Staging Toolkit. The Staging Toolkit is full of diagrams and cheat sheets on how to set up the accessories in your home, whether it's the home office, mantle, or coffee table. Using what you have in your home, gather all the accessories as shown in the diagrams and make your home look like it came from a magazine. That way you know exactly what to do and do it at your own pace. If that is something you need right now, head over to my website, bluediamondstaginganddesign.com/staging toolkit, all one word, and get your staging toolkit now. Shoot that jealous monster down and complete the staging look with the right combination of accessories. Stop the jealous train and get out of the guessing game. So if you want to make your house appeal to more buyers, get this toolkit. If you want buyers to flock to your home and make offers, or if you just want to get the best and highest offer on your house, check out the Staging Toolkit by making it look like it came off a magazine cover. Download the Staging Toolkit today and transform your home into something that buyers will love and make offers to buy your home.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. My name is Kasha McDaniel, and today I have a very special guest that I want to share with you all and introduce you to Marisa Selman. And let me tell you a little bit about her so that you understand kind of her background, and that will help you understand the different products that she provides. So she is a graduate of the University of Florida, and Marisa was the director of finance at Grace Covenant Church for 11 years when she felt God wanted her to use her business skills to help build the kingdom. Marisa founded the marketplace in September of 2012 and has not looked back. The marketplace is a nonprofit Christian fair trade store that partners with over 100 ministries in 30 countries. Marisa works hands-on with the ministries in business consulting and design. She has walked with those who have leprosy in India, heard the stories of those trafficked in Cambodia, worked with young girls rescued from trafficking between the ages of 9 to 14 in Ecuador, visited a brothel in Bolivia, and walked the red light district in Bangkok, Thailand. She believes to empower people and change lives, and so that you need to understand where they have been. She will be sharing stories of her adventures and what it took to step out in faith and live her God-sized dream.
Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Today, we're going to talk to you how to beautifully stage and decorate your home with Artisan Baskets with Marisa Selman. Thank you, Marisa, for joining me today. She is from the marketplace. Thank you for joining me this morning. I am so excited that you're here today.
Oh, yay. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So I know you have a lot of great products and things, and I'm excited to share with our listeners the products you have and how they can use them to either stage their home or decorate it. But before we get into that, I want to ask you a couple questions. So first off, what pushes you as an entrepreneur to show up in your business every day?
Oh, great question. For me, it's all about the artisans. I'm dealing with artisans from around the world, and they don't have jobs. And I love the fact that they are creating this incredible craft all by hand, and that I get to share that with people around the world. So for me, the reason I show up is so a mom can help provide for her family. or a dad can help provide school fees for his son. So it's all about the artisan at the end of the day for me.
Great. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. So was there a moment or an event that brought you to start this business? Because this is just worldwide. It affects a lot of different families around the world.
Yeah, we actually work with about 100 ministry artisan groups around the world. What started it for me was I was a director of finance at a large church. Mm-hmm. And I knew that God gifted me in business, but I felt like I was supposed to walk hand in hand with missionaries. Mm-hmm. So I posed that question to one missionary, how can I help? Because they had an income generating business. And she said, oh my gosh, can you please help us with marketing? And that's honestly where it all started.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. And I'm glad you had that. You could be there in the right moment too. It kind of like changed your course in life too. You know,
when
you
didn't realize it, right?
Okay. So you have so many amazing stories that you share on your website and in your weekly videos that you do. You know, I've seen them. If you guys don't follow her on Instagram, it's the Marketplace. Is it the Marketplace? Is that what it's called?
It's the Marketplace NC.
Marketplace NC. Okay, great. So if you haven't followed her on Instagram, you need to check out the videos and the products that she has. But I really want to talk about the baskets that you sell. Can you tell me about them?
Sure. January 2020, I had the opportunity to go to Rwanda and actually weave with the ladies. Mm-hmm. And I knew the baskets were amazing until... I didn't know how amazing until I actually learned how to make a basket. And it is phenomenal, the skill set. I got to get a machete, cut down sisal, strip the sisal, dye it, and actually lean against a house on a mat and weave a basket. And the amount of work it takes is absolutely amazing. I think about the small basket, it takes about 2 days to make one, but the medium basket is 4,554 stitches. I mean, we're talking artwork. And that's what I fell in love with the artisans. The ladies are amazing, but the baskets are like none that you're going to find here in the US.
Oh yeah, no, they're definitely not mass produced. I mean, yes, they create them with their own hands, but each one's going to have its own like colors, right? And different dyes and things.
They are, but we actually do have where you can get multiples of one, but there might be a slight variation in it.
Yeah, right. But still all hand stitched, not machine done or anything like that. Wow.
Nothing. I can assure you.
Do you have the blisters to prove it too?
Yes, I do.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, what are some of the ways that homeowners can use the baskets?
What I love is the versatility of all the baskets. We have multiple sizes. It makes a beautiful basket wall where you can have big sizes, trivets, small trays. But what I always say about baskets is it's a low commitment. You can create a basket wall, and if you get tired of it, you can use one piece as a serving piece, or you can put it against, if you have a corner where there's a lot of plugs in a kitchen, you can actually set one basket up and it is beautiful. You can use these little baskets as home organizers where you can throw your keys in it, but it's art. So it just absolutely looks beautiful. That's why I always say the commitment to baskets is very low because you're not stuck with doing it one way.
Right. Yes. You can definitely interchange them. And most people, when I'm thinking of basket, I always think of the kind that are like the deeper ones that have a handle. Yours are more flat, right? They're kind
We have some rounded, we have some flat. We have what I love especially when I create a basketball is I like to use a tray. And then I like to use a small one and then a medium one and then a trivet. So there's so many different variations of shapes and sizes, but mm-hmm. we get them all to intermix.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And you provide that as a service, right? To create a basket wall. If someone's not quite sure how to do that.
It can be intimidating. If you go to our website, we have a tremendous selection. But I understand you can look at it and you're thinking, I don't even know where to begin. But one of the things that we do is I can build a custom basket wall, custom to your space. Mm-hmm. So you actually give me a picture of your room. You give me the size of it. And I know I'm not making fun of anyone because I'm spatially challenged. So what I do is I put painter's tape on our web store floor and I start to create the baskets. I then take a picture of the designs and send it to you. You say, I like this basket. I like this basket. I don't like that one. I redesign it. And then I send it back to you. At the end, you have a picture of what your wall should look like. And I invoice you for the baskets. And when you get the baskets, you can look at your picture, you can look at your wall, and then you can do it.
That and it's really awesome. That simple. Yeah. You totally make it so much, so easy for people to just put it up there after you've shown them how to, you know, set it up and everything. That is fantastic. Oh my gosh.
But what I love is, especially with staging a home, is the basketball. It just brings so much warmth to a room. I like the fact that we're using mixed mediums, but the fact it brings so much warmth. And then when you sell your house, you take your baskets with you.
Yes.
And then you go to your new house. And if your wall isn't that big, well, you can scale your basket wall down. You can use a basket in the kitchen, in your bedroom, by the door. So you're never stuck thinking, what am I going to do with this? Like when you buy art, you have one picture, and if you get tired of it, you move it to another room, and that's, you can't dismantle it, right? But a basketball you can.
Yes. Oh, definitely. Yeah. And especially when, because moving around prior military, you know, every couple of years, you bought this one piece of furniture or the artwork or whatever, it's not going to go in the same exact spot that you think it will, because your foyer is bigger in this house versus the last foyer versus the bedroom versus the whatever. So I love reusing products, especially when it comes to staging, so that whatever you can reuse in your home to help show off the space. And like you said, baskets are so versatile that, like, I have in my staging toolkit, which is an accessory cheat sheet that I have as a digital product. I have on there, like, you know, how to use a basket or a tray to stage a coffee table, or, you know, use it for an entryway or even an office desk, you know? So there's, like you said, so many different ways that you can use, you know, your products to help you stage the house and especially when you take it with you to your next home. That's fantastic.
Yeah. And what I love about it is that it's custom to you. Mm-hmm. So no one's going to have the exact wall you have. So that's a lot of fun. And people are drawn to it. They will walk in, they will see it, and they will ask you questions. And to be able to tell people it's handmade, it's from Rwanda, it's providing a dignified job. People are amazed when they hear that story and they look at that basket.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh. Great. Okay. If you could share a piece of advice for those decorating their home with your baskets, what would it be?
Don't be intimidated. The basket is your friend.
Yes.
And I really think that's where people get intimidated. They're thinking, how can I create the perfect basketball? Or they're thinking, well, you know, I can't buy all the things. And that's fine. You don't need to buy all the things, but you might want to buy a piece basket, and you can put it on the shelf, and it can actually go with the rest of your decor. Mm-hmm. So I never say that you need to buy all the things. Just choose a couple of powerful pieces, and you can have a great looking room. So even just start with one.
Right.
And when you love that one, then you can add another piece that coordinates. And you could always get back with me and say, hey, I bought this piece. Which would you recommend? And I would love to help you find the next piece.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, definitely. Okay, good. Yay. All right. Are there any special items you want to share with our listeners that your business can provide?
We, not only do we do the basket wall, we're very customer oriented. We love to get involved and help you solve whatever problem you're having. So if it's designing a space, we can help you. Or if you need help giving a gift, we are, a lot of our customers call me the gift bundle queen. We gift bundle, and we have products from around the world that, honestly, whether you need a soap, candle, chocolate, coffee, purse, home goods, we have it all. So we would love to help you custom design a gift bundle for your friends and family.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh. Okay. So where can people find you and your products, Marisa?
Okay. We are actually located in Mooresville, North Carolina. If you're local to us, you can actually schedule an appointment and come in and shop the web store. Mm-hmm. Or if you're not local, you can always book an experience and we can FaceTime. A lot of my customers and I FaceTime because people want to see it in person. Mm-hmm. Our website is themarketplacenc.com. And our handle on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest is themarketplacenc.
Okay, great. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Marisa. I really enjoyed our conversation today. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you listeners out there have a chance to use artisan baskets in your home. That was one of the 2022 trends I just talked about in my previous episode. So if that's something that you want to add to your home, please take a look at the marketplace. And Marisa would be more than happy to help you with getting products into your home. Thanks, Marisa. I appreciate your time on this.
Oh, thank you for having me.